Chapter 67. Kai. How could I have been so blind, so oblivious? I watch her retreating form grow smaller, watch her escape me, escape a killer. Except, I didn't act like the one thing I was born to be. I didn't act like the murderer I've been molded into. I let her go. I let her go. I look down at her dagger clenched in my fist. Its sharp blade slicked with blood. My father's blood. My eyes drift to his lifeless body, to the eyes staring glassily at where Payden must have thrown her knife from. I reach out with trembling fingers and close them, unable to stand seeing Kit's eyes so lifeless. I haven't shed a single tear. I feel numb. I feel shocked. I feel betrayed. Was anything real to her? Was it all a lie? All pretend? I know my thoughts should be on the dead king I'm kneeling beside, but they keep wanting to wander back to her. I could never sense her power. She was untouchable to silencers. Their resistance didn't lay a finger on her when they attacked. Because she is an ordinary. Because she is part of the resistance. Well, she was. There is not much to be a part of anymore after today. How could I not see it before? I shake my head, already knowing the answer to that question. Because I was blinded by everything that is her. She killed him. She killed the king. She killed my father. And yet I let her go. But not for long. I stand to my feet, looking down at the dead king before my gaze snaps back up to the speck that is her, now barely visible through the rain. The title of enforcer has never weighed so heavily on my shoulders. I'll have to find her. And when I do, I'll have found my courage.